Welcome to another episode of Whiskey on Sunday. I am Allie.
I'm Seth.
And we are trying this for the very first time over Google Chat or GChat or whatever, Google Hangouts. So eventually, if people show an interest, maybe we'll invite you to the Hangout.
Yeah, we'll have, you can join the Hangout, and that means we'll have to shave.
Yeah, both of us, because my chin hair is just, it's ridiculous. So, today is, we're actually recording on the 22nd of July. This is going to go up a lot later, because we've already recorded about 8 episodes. And it's just, everything has been so stressful the last couple of months because I've been gearing up for the move, and I don't know if it's all right with Seth. Maybe we could talk about the move.
That's what I'm here for. That's why I tuned in to this Hangout.
Okay. So I ended up leaving. My mom and I decided to take the road trip. I packed my car so full. I mean, I took you on a guided tour of my new apartment. The majority of the stuff here is stuff that fit in my car.
I saw as we were leaving the day before you left, the night before you left, we went up to your house.
Yep.
And we left you and your mom in a wine stupor. And as we were going by the car, it was the stuff in the back seat and the hatch were touching the ceiling practically.
Yep.
So you just couldn't see through the rear window.
Right. And the thing is, when you guys left, I was still doing laundry. So as soon as the laundry was done, I took the laundry basket, brought it outside, and just started filling spaces with clothing.
Just loose clothing?
Yes. So every time I opened the door at a hotel, a piece of underwear would fall out, or a t-shirt would fall out. I think I left a sock in Boise.
That's a country song.
Yep. We ended up leaving. We planned on leaving around like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning in Connecticut, but I couldn't sleep. I ended up getting up at 3:30 in the morning after passing out around 11:30. Got up at 3:30, sent a couple emails, checked Facebook, and then just tried to fall asleep. So I was just kind of half sleeping. And then my mother and I were sharing an inflatable mattress. I look over to my left, and my mom is staring at me with the widest eyes ever. It was like there were no eyelids.
This is my terror face.
Wait, hold on. Keep making that face. Print screen.
That actually hurts to do.
I bet it does. I started laughing hysterically, and so did she. And then we were just sitting there going, yep, yep. And my mom said, let's just leave. So we ended up leaving at 6:30 in the morning, which was...
Well, on a Friday, that means you miss most of the Hartford traffic?
Yes.
That's a good plan.
We didn't actually hit traffic until New York. I didn't even get traffic in Waterbury.
So you did stop by my house.
Yeah.
As I saw.
To pick up Gladys.
Who was... hanging out on the front porch.
Yep, chilling in a bag. And once we picked up Gladys, we kept driving. And then after about 3.5, actually I think I drove 4 hours in the beginning. Yeah. And then we stopped somewhere. My mom decided to start driving. And then we stopped somewhere for lunch. And then I took up driving again. So every day that we drove, it was I drove in the morning, my mom drove for a little while, and then I drove to finish up. Except for one day. So we made it to our first destination. I don't know where that was. Pennsylvania, maybe?
Was it Ohio? Did you get all the way
up
to Ohio?
Yeah, we were at the end of Ohio. And then Yeah, we were at the end of Ohio, just about to get into Pennsylvania. And then the next day, we just drove through Pennsylvania, which was boring.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest stops were shit. They were complete shit. Like, the only rest stop that we even bothered to stop at, we stepped out of the car. There were seven porta potties outside of the bathroom area. So we walk into the building, and it says the bathroom is closed. And it was a note from like 2 months ago. So I'm just guessing that nobody bothered
Never bothered to fix those bathrooms.
to set them up. Yeah. And my mom said, "Yeah, let's just pull over somewhere and use a bathroom." I said, "You know what? Screw it. Let's just use this bathroom, keep going." So after dousing ourselves in antibacterial lotion, we ended up driving the rest of the way through Pennsylvania. I think we spent the second night in Pennsylvania, but just at the very end of it, because it is a long state.
Yes, it is all girth.
Yep.
What were your highlights of your move, of your travel?
Of the travel?
Was it, I
Well,
see this, you got stuck behind a truck that had trees on it.
yeah. That was about it.
That was it. 4 days
Yeah.
of driving,
Oh, my mom almost hit a
trees.
motorcyclist.
Oh, that would have been a terrible, terrible, terrible thing
Yes.
for everyone concerned.
Yep.
Particularly the motorcyclists.
Yes. We had an extremely long day. We had a day where we were driving, we were on the road a total of 12 hours. It was actually a 10 and a half hour drive with no stops, but we had to stop, move around, eat lunch, do what we need to do. The place that we got to was supposed to be a really nice, it was like a Holiday Inn Express, which isn't the best location, but it's not supposed to be terrible.
Or terrifying.
When we walked into the room, everything was faded from the sun. And had a very interesting sheen of dust on it. And then when we opened up the shower curtain, it was molded and stuck together at the bottom. But we were both so exhausted that we were just like, screw it. Went to bed, got up, showered against the wall of the shower, and then headed out. As for things that we stopped to see, we didn't actually stop until Boise. Or as they call it, Boise.
Boise.
Yeah, whenever we listened to anybody talking in that area, it was Boise. I don't get it. Everything is huge there. There's so much stuff because it's, I'm guessing, Boise is the capital of Idaho, right? Okay. So the airport was nearby. We stayed at like a suites place, and the suite itself was beautiful. I wish we had stayed there longer, but
But then you would have stayed there in Boise longer.
yes.
You wish that there had been a Boise suite every time you stopped.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because what I ended up doing is I put my cooler in on one side and made sure that the back passenger side would carry our overnight bags and my laptop and the cooler. And the cooler I ended up filling with frozen bottles of water. So whenever I had lunch, I'd always have that leftovers, so I put them in there, and then I had up for dinner most evenings. But it was a long trip, and the only thing that we stopped at was in Boise, and it was the Basque Museum, or the Basque Cultural Museum. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's Basque.
Yeah, that's in Boise, Idaho, not Spain.
Well, it's they try it. It's hard to explain. They had a bunch of Basque immigrants come through Ellis Island. They ended up in New York, and then they just decided to move west, and they stopped in Idaho. And so there's an enormous Basque population.
Well, they probably were, you know, they probably stopped in Boise and they said, "Oh, this suite is awesome. Let's just stay here."
I know. Thank goodness I didn't get roped into that.
Yeah.
But we got here, did a walkthrough of the apartment, unloaded the car, like took everything out of the car, and then caught our breath for about an hour, and then we went to IKEA. Now, luckily, you and I had made an IKEA shopping list.
Oh, I wanted to find out how well that worked for you.
That worked swimmingly.
You didn't buy swim fins and things, did you?
No, I bought a pool.
Oh.
You didn't see the pool? I printed it out at one of the hotels. And the best part about doing an IKEA shopping list online is that on the right-hand side, if you email the list to yourself, it tells you exactly which aisle and bin everything's in. So you don't have to go through the store and figure out where it is.
And write it all down?
Right. So we just went in through the bottom. We didn't even see upstairs. Walked in through the bottom, went to the bin, grabbed my bed, brought it out to the car, shoved it in the car, and then went back in to see how we could ship the rest of the stuff to me, or if it would fit in the car. So we checked out the futon and the bed frames, and they were not going to fit. But what you do at IKEA to have them ship it for cheaper, instead of paying $99.99 for them to grab it and send it to you, you can pay... Well, I paid, I think, $80 to have them ship it to me, but we had to pull it off of the shelves and then pay for it and then bring it over to the shipping, and then they just delivered it. So Mom and I decided we'll take the futon mattress and the comforter as well. So for the first night, my mom slept on the newly unrolled bed, and I slept on the futon mattress. And then...
Was it a memory foam mattress?
For the bed, yes.
Yeah.
For the futon, I don't think so.
But how long did it take for it to fully puff up? Because when we got ours, it was like vacuum sealed and rolled up, and it took like 3 days for it to be its actual...
It reminded me of kielbasa or sausage that had been stuffed 3 times. Like, you stuff it in casing once, and then you stuff that in another casing, and that in another casing. So it was a very hard exterior, which is smart, but also incredibly difficult to open. It took about 2 to 3 hours for it to pop up, but now it's full size, and then they delivered it. Or they delivered the stuff to put together the next day. It took us 3 hours to put together the futon.
Did you play Jonathan Colton songs during it?
No, I was singing it in my head though.
While shopping?
Yes. Well, I wanted to crochet a Viking hat. I think I still might do that. I don't know where any of my craft supplies are.
You have to set up your...
My crafting nook.
You craft cold.
Yes. Well, I'm really looking forward to that. I bought S-hooks so that the hanging lamp in that area, I can just, like, flush to the top so that it gives more light and it's not banging me in the head. Cause
yeah, it's a noggin murderer right now, right?
Yes. But yeah, I put my mom on the plane yesterday night. And then I immediately went to a sex toy shop.
See, I had put together a list of kitchen gadgets for you. I didn't consider that you might need a sex toy shop gadget.
Well, I
didn't... Did you not pack your own toys?
Well, I didn't want to bring them with me, because I didn't know how much my mom was going to be unpacking.
Oh, that's right. You had a tag sale. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Because everyone buys anal beads from a tag sale.
That's another country song.
So how are things in your neck of the woods?
Oh, we are counting down to our vacation.
Where are you going?
We are going We're just taking small day trips.
But so you're staying at the house?
We're not going to work. Yeah, well, we're going to have a couple overnights, but it's going to be short trips. There's the Connecticut Wine Festival. There is a bunch of different wineries we're going to go to. We have, my uncle is in the state, so we're going to see him on Friday and then bring him to the airport so he can not be in the state anymore. And we have to do some, I have a relative I have to help out. She has a, all right, I had to deal with like television hoarder style hoarding.
Really?
Yes. And that's what we did yesterday.
Was it just the two of you?
Well, Vicky and I went up there. We're supposed to meet my sister there, and she originally, you know, we stayed overnight up at a hotel in that area, just so that we can get there real early and start, you know. And Vicky called while I was driving to find out when my sister would show up, and her husband's like, "Oh well, she had a rough night." Wow. She had a rough night last night, and she's probably not going to come. So, Vicky just flipped out and hung up. And then, like 5 minutes later, my sister was like, "Oh no, I'm coming. I'm coming. I just have to get ready and go. I'm running late."
Right.
But it was hours and hours before we saw her. So we were just gonna. No one's been in that house like in over a year, and we were just going to, you know, work on the kitchen to get the kitchen all clean.
Okay.
We started at 9 in the morning and left at 3:30, and we still hadn't finished all the dishes because we were still finding dishes.
Oh wow.
And we were finding dishes, like, she couldn't get to the sink, so she'd buy new dishes.
What?
And she's just crying throughout the entire thing, because she's so embarrassed, and she's just not dealing very well, and she knows that this is, you know, I don't think she has a therapist who doesn't quite understand the severity of this.
Did you take pictures before you did it?
No. You know what? If we took pictures now after working 6 hours in it, it's still terrible. Like, it's as terrible as... Yeah. I lived in a punk rock bachelor pad in a basement, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I would suggest taking pictures of it. Just, like, if you have... If you can silence your camera on your phone, or silence your phone, so that she can't hear you snapping pictures... But take pictures of it, like a before and after type thing. And just, like, when it's done, just say, "Look, do you remember what it looks like?" And if she said it wasn't that bad, email her the pictures or something. Or show her the pictures and say, "You don't want it to get this way again."
Well, what we did is we took out of the kitchen, we took out about 30 bags of trash.
Okay, just trash?
Mostly trash. There was a lot of groceries that had expired before they even got to a shelf. So it was rough, and you know, and this is not fun.
I know it's not a fun topic, but I mean it's.
Yeah, it's just really sad, you know. She's just living home, living there alone, and we're trying to develop tools for her to deal with this.
Right.
And it's just, you know, you walk in and it's just overwhelming, and you can understand how. You know, it's you look at it and you look around and you just, you can't worry about how it got to this state. You just got to work on fixing it.
On getting it better, yeah.
And then keeping it. So we gave her some homework to do because we haven't finished. You know, once we cleaned out everything, got the sink running correctly, and did most of the dishes, we gave her some homework. She's going to go up again for one day on her vacation.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, she didn't want us to do that, but I don't want to wait a few more weeks.
Because it'll happen again.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Like, whenever... Is she making a pile of things to give away?
We haven't even gotten there yet.
Okay.
We're still trying to get to where we can wash the counters and floors.
Okay, so you're trying to get it to a sanitary state.
Right. My big thing was to make sure that she could get to every door.
Right.
If the place caught on fire. Because when we showed up there, there was a narrow path to get to the front door, and that was it.
Oh, wow.
So I completely cleared out the back hall, and she had bought, there was just cases and cases of soda.
Silverware?
Soda.
Soda.
Diet Coke. Because it was on sale.
Okay.
And, she had heard that there was labor problems in the Coke bottling, so she might not have Coke for a while. I don't know where she heard that, but...
Well, they were striking. I have a friend that works for Coca-Cola.
But they weren't going to run out of Coke right away.
No, I think the thing is to boycott purchasing it.
Yeah.
I mean, use what you have, but just stop purchasing it for the time being.
Well, I want her to stop purchasing it because we cleaned out next to her fridge and swept that whole area, and then I stacked oldest on top and, you know, the newest on bottom, and it was four rows of cases of soda. And it was taller than me. So there had to be about 40 cases of soda. And then another 20 two-liter bottles of soda. So I made her promise not to buy any soda.
Right. Well, I mean, if... Once things start to get settled... as soon as the three of you decide what's going away, like write down food on one piece of paper, or like make an electronic list of like food on one, and then like Goodwill materials on another, and then because then she can deduct them from her taxes this year, because it sounds like there's going to be a lot of stuff that she's getting rid of. And so she might as well get a little bit of reprieve.
Hopefully there's going to be a lot of stuff she can get rid of, because there's the anxiety issue when she sees something that's either valuable, that has, you know, that costs her money to buy, and she doesn't need it, she's not going to use it, but she gets anxious when she thinks that she's going to get rid of it. Or something that she thinks she might need sometime in the future. And that's, you know, that's an anxiety thing that she has to deal with.
Well, I deal with that too. I mean, you remember me in the tag sale.
Yeah.
Where I was refusing to sell something, even though I needed to get rid of it. And I was like, no, I remember how much money I paid for that. And so I couldn't let go of the amount I spend versus the amount that I would get back. So I can understand that a little, but that kind of terrifies me now, because I am in a big place all by myself.
Well, I'm going to make you give me a tour every time I get on the Googles.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I'm going to be doing changes every time.
If I see 40 cases of soda, you're going to be talking to.
Because I don't drink soda. But it was on sale.
With all the soda. I think what we'll have to do is once we get the house clean, buy 3 cases of rum and just have a party.
Oh my god. That would be awesome. But make sure that you get, like, disposable cups and plates and stuff.
We found, like, a bin of disposable cups and plates because that's what she's been using.
Well, you know, honestly, that's better than her buying more dishes.
I lived in punk rock squalor. And when we decided to change our punk rock squalor, because eventually we both got to be, we looked into our cabinet and realized we had far too many dishes for a two-person apartment. Because we both had dishes. So we gave away all but 4 plates, 4 bowls, 4 settings. Because it was a small apartment, and we weren't going to have that many guests over anyway.
Right.
And if we were going to have guests, like a party, we could plan with paper utensils and, you know, plastics and stuff.
Yeah.
So that way, you couldn't go a couple weeks without washing dishes. You had to wash dishes every day, otherwise you couldn't eat.
Yes. And I'm starting to learn that. Actually, my Aunt Zook, she ended up giving me a gift card to Pier 1. Now, Pier 1... Well, yeah. I could have gotten a Papa's on, but... I didn't want to spend any of my own money. And Pier 1 is spendy.
It is. Oh!
So, I ended up buying a 12-piece dinnerware set. Look at how pretty it is.
Oh.
Dee-dee-dee.
12 pieces.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Hey, kitty. Why are you showing me the cat?
Because she's the one who tried to knock over everything, so I figured you'd see why everything got knocked over.
Aww.
Also, this is her not being a douchebag, so I want to get some video evidence of it. I want somebody to actually witness it.
That's adorable. Okay, so you know how you said punk rock squalor?
Yes.
My mom and I went into the city yesterday.
Oh, yes, you did sort of mention this.
It was great. We went in, we drove to Voodoo Donuts, had a donut, and then actually put a donut in a Rubbermaid container for my mom to take on the plane home to my dad. And then went to the IKEA, grabbed 3 end tables and a TV table thing, put them in the car, kept the car parked at IKEA for free, walked to the train station, took the train into the city. we ended up going to Saturday Market, which I think that both you and Vicky would love. And, oh, when we were there... Because I was talking about getting a speaker for the computer so that I could record it differently. There's this thing called... it's called a boom box, I think. But
boom
what
box,
it is...
Yeah. We're familiar with those things.
Okay, it's a little bit different. Let me... Stop it. Stop dancing. Let me explain what it is. It's this little tiny disc attached to a wire that you plug into... the audio jack of a phone
and it uses
replayer.
The surface to make a speaker?
No, it uses any open circular container or square container.
Yeah.
And what they had done is they had taken it and put it on like a styrofoam cooler and it was blaring out of it. And I went, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And he took a Pringles container, he put it on that, and he pointed it at us, and it was like wall of sound, just like a tunnel of music coming at you. So it was kind of cool. I think I might actually purchase that instead of speakers, because it's $20. As opposed to buying speakers for the computer that I can't take anywhere with me.
Right.
Because I can just wrap that up and put it with my charger in my purse, and then... find a cup or something, and then just stick it to it. Yeah. So anyways, we went to Saturday Market. I got a bubble tea. We went to the waterfront. And I brought my mom to the place where I bought her this coffee mug that you slip your hand into it and it warms your hand while you're drinking. Like the ceramic. The ceramic has like a cubby hole that you just slide your hand into. And I brought her to the place where I got hers, and she starts laughing. And I'm like, what? And she's like, that one looks like mine. And then she goes, oh, but it's a lefty. My father's left-handed. So she grabbed it, and it was on sale because it was last year's. So I think it was actually made in the same batch. But we did that. We walked. We got back on the train because we were going to go to Rock Bottom Brewery for lunch, or Linner, as my mom likes to call it. And then we got on the train. We were sitting there for about 15 minutes. And then they said, we're going to have to turn off the train because the doors aren't closing. So the doors are going to be locked for about 1 to 2 minutes. They close the door and turn off everything. And everything locks. And people are going, ooh, and just being general assholes. And I'm laughing hysterically. And I'm looking at my mom and I'm like, it's a good thing neither of us has to poop. Turn it back on. And then about 5 minutes later, he's like, yeah, we're not moving. So we have to ask you all to leave now. So we get off the train. And my mom said, you know, let's just go to a bar here. I turn around, and another train was already coming, because we had been waiting so long. So we just hopped that train, went to the Rock Bottom Brewery, got a table outside, and then all of a sudden, I start seeing... I don't even know what they're called, but I love them. They looked post-apocalyptic punk, where they had the armor... That would, like, the chest plate armor and the shoulder pads, no shirt, leather pants, mohawks. One dude had this mask that was form-fitted to his crown, went over his eyes, and then as soon as it hit his nose, it went out and into a very long beak. And it all looked like it was black. I don't know what material it was. It might have been leather. Or it might have been plastic or something, or PVC, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it was gorgeous. And this one guy had a mohawk, and the mohawk was longer than my hair, which is a death-defying feat, just sticking out. My mom ended up running into that guy. He turns around and he has this black mask painted from his nose to the middle of his forehead all the way to his ears and to his hair. And she was like, he had a Lone Ranger mask on. I just apologized and smiled. She was like, I wanted to take a picture with him, but I didn't know what he'd say. I was like, worst comes to worst, he'd say, fuck off. And she said, and she looked at me like, oh. And I went, and so what you say is, hey now.
Hey.
But seriously, he looked like a Mad Max reject.
I think you may have seen a rivet head.
A rivet head?
Rivet head.
Oh, there were a bunch of them, though.
Yeah.
Like, there was, yeah. They were all just sitting in the bar at the brewery.
It's kind of like a,
Well, they were selling those masks somewhere.
It's kind of like a gothy subculture, like a industrial music-y fan.
I think, like, if it was a mixture of steampunk, goth, apocalyptic, is that what a rivet head is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There were about 15 of them. It was awesome. And they were gorgeous and beautiful and lovely. And earlier in the morning, my mom and I were walking around the waterfront, and she's like, I don't understand why Portland's thing is keep Portland weird. And I said, turn around, Mom. But she was fascinated with it, and I showed her a couple of the art pieces. One of the best parts about Portland is that I believe every large building, any company that owns a large building has to provide artwork on the sidewalk, and they have to maintain it. The Nordstrom building, I don't know who owns it, has an ornate, what is that word for, oh, petrified tree. So it was,
really?
Yeah, it was a petrified tree that was, that had metal work around it, and so the metal work were leaves and stuff, but it was also meant to keep it stationary, and then it was affixed to the wall, and then on the other side it was like the smaller branches that they had to cut off because they wouldn't fit, and beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. So she saw that, she saw, there's a statue of a family playing somewhere. And then in Pioneer Square, I think that's the name of it, it's the big open amphitheater area, there's a guy that is checking his watch and holding an umbrella. Or no, he's pointing somewhere and holding an umbrella. I have a picture there. I think I'm going to take my parents there at some point and have their picture taken because they're coming to visit in September. But yeah, I really just wanted to talk to you about the punky dudes.
Punky dudes.
Punky dudes. The rivet heads.
I suspect they are rivet heads.
Well, what else would they be?
But the, you know, the thing about all those different subcultures are fluid and they're not... there's a lot of crossover, and sometimes the people who are obviously rivethead don't, you know, wouldn't call themselves that. You know, like emo kids. No emo kid is actually an emo kid. You know, no one goes, oh, I'm not an emo kid. Well, you listen to emo bands. Well, no, none of those bands want to be called emo bands either.
Right.
So.
But what would they call themselves?
They might not. Chad. Wally. Darth Stroyer.
Then the diagrammer.
Oh. Edgerton von Homunculus the Fourth.
We need to start a punk math subculture. Because I want to be Venn the Diagrammer. I think I'd like that.
Well, you're in the place to do that.
I am. I can reinvent myself. I choose not to. Because I actually like who I am now. But I can't wait to meet people.
You're not going to change your name to being spelled with three E's?
My friend did that when she moved out here. Okay, her name is Mary Catherine, last name. I'm not going to put her last name out there so people don't look. And then...
Of the Providence last names.
Yes, last names.
Yes, last names, they're well known. Right.
So at school, she was known as Mary. And then at her work, she was known as Mary Kate. And then... she moved here, and then she became Kat. Like, for Catherine?
Yes.
But I was just like, I don't need that. I don't need that at all. I like my name.
But you should spell it A-L-E-E-E with an exclamation point.
I should. And so many tilde.
Can
you put a tilde on an E?
I don't know. Well, you can in Portland. You should put, it should be A-L-I-E-E-E-E, but they should be in smaller fonts as if you're falling off a cliff. And insist that's how it's spelled.
I'm sorry, this is not my name.
Sorry. No.
The last name. E should be an 8-point font.
It's 16, 12, 10, 8. Exclamation point.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No. Okay. So we forgot to win a large amount of money again.
Oh.
Keep on forgetting to do that.
I keep forgetting words. So I guess we're even. I'm losing the vocabulary lottery. And you're losing the Connecticut lottery. I've been saying enormous like crazy. So whenever I catch myself saying enormous, I have to follow it by putting a bunch of synonyms by it. Like gargantuan. Massive. Huge. Titanic sized.
That could be your new thing. Where you just... You could be Ali Thor. Ali the Thor.
Thesaurus?
You could be the Thesaurus.
I don't know. Maybe.
That would be, and then you'd have a quirk that people could attach to you and identify you by. And then when you did join the mafia, that would figure into your mafia name.
Yeah. I mean, as I'm cutting off fingers, I'm like, I'd like you to tell me a bunch of different words for pain. That could work.
Where's the money, Charlie? The funds. The currency.
The bills. The los dineros. So I spent the entire time that my mom was here, every time she said Oregon, I was like, Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
You did rock the dysentery shirt.
Yeah, I wore that specifically to come into Oregon wearing.
Good plan.
And I made my mom, I was like, let's pull over. I have to pee. So I had her pull over on the Oregon Trail so I could take some pictures. But
were you attacked at all by Indians or anything?
No, but I didn't bring enough ammo to hunt for bison.
Oh.
It's difficult. I shot nary a buffalo, but I almost hit a rabbit with my car.
Well, that's better than your mom.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because a rabbit's not going to sue you.
Yeah, but if a motorcyclist is on a highway and gets hit by a car, they're pretty much dead or brain damaged for life.
I had a friend who was riding his motorcycle 90 miles an hour, and he was passing this truck loaded with scrap metal. You know, like crushed cars and things.
This sounds like the beginning of a RoboCop story. Go on.
Well, this truck was overloaded with it, and they went under an overpass, and it got knocked off. And he was a little bit behind the truck, and this stuff starts raining down off the truck in front of him. So he's like zoom, 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 like S-curving around all this junk, and then this large chunk of Chevy lands in front of him, and he jams on his brakes with two fists and eventually realizes he's not going to stop in time. So he just lets go of the bike and hits it. And he flies over the bike because the bike isn't his anymore. He wants nothing to do with the bike. He just flies over the bike and he lands on his back and he slides on his back for a quarter mile and swishes up against the guardrail. And he sees coming towards him the wrecked motorcycle and car chunks, and they're sliding on this thing and sparking, and they stop right before they hit him.
Wow.
So everyone, the highway shuts down, everyone stops, and they run over like, oh my God, and he's got this, he's wearing leathers with ceramic impact plates in them, and he ended up spraining both his wrists.
That's it?
And destroying a motorcycle.
That is luck.
Yeah, so he missed an afternoon at work, and they and I was like, oh, when you sue those guys, you're going to clean them out. He's like, I don't want to sue them. I just want my motorcycle back. I want a new motorcycle. So the company gave him, because he wasn't going to sue them, they're like, oh, well, sure, money, money, money. So they gave him enough to get a brand new motorcycle, and he ended up getting a huge television. And this was 1980s huge television, or like early 90s huge television.
Oh, so it was that backlit thing?
The huge projection thing that cost, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
That now you could probably find at a tag sale for like 10.
Yeah, but it was the biggest TV they made.
Wow.
Like, that wasn't out of order. But he did buy brand new leathers and new ceramic plates, and bought the exact same motorcycle because it had the anti-lock brakes, and it worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish... Well, no, I don't wish. I like my new car, but the way that I had to get it was terrible. I mean, my car spun somewhere between 3 and 5 times, hit a light post, and the light post could have crushed me. Instead, my car went over it, and I basically surfed on a light post until I hit a tree. But it was back impact, and I got up and walked away. So, I mean, luck? There's definitely luck. I don't know if there is anything above that.
That was the last time you played Pin the Tail on Buick with a blindfold.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's the end of this one.
Okay.
We're at 50 minutes.
All right, cool.
So,
what are your big plans for this week? What's the exciting thing you're going to do before you go to work?
Well, I have to contact the temp agencies. I have to go to the post office to change my address. I have to go to AAA. I have to go to...
Motorcycles?
Uh-huh.
Did you get your first mail yet? Is there any mail arriving yet?
I mailed myself 8 boxes.
Nice. Smart thinking.
Well, I figured that spending $120 to use 8 flat rate boxes was a lot better than spending $2,500 for a U-Haul. Plus,
yeah,
gas, taxes, and tolls.
Yeah, you'd have to tow your car.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was, it actually worked out quite well. I ended up spending less than $1,000 at IKEA. A big thank you to the people that gave me IKEA gift cards. Also, a big thank you to the people that gave me Trader Joe gift cards, because the Trader Joe's near me has $2.50 Chuck.
Booze!
Yeah.
We're going to Warwick to drop off my uncle at the airport next week.
Right.
I'm like, ooh, there's a Trader Joe's in Warwick. I wonder if it's one of those Trader Joe's. No. No.
Where is Warwick?
It's halfway to Providence over the line from...
Oh, Rhode Island.
Connecticut. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Rhode Island apparently has the same laws that Connecticut does.
Interesting. So I was going to say, if you were headed into New York, you might as well drop down to Jersey and get some Gumdale, because that's cheap Australian wine. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't see us going to Jersey at all. I was trying to get Vicky to go see Gogo Bordello in Atlantic City, because tickets were like $30.
That's not bad.
But she doesn't want to. She's like, well, that's a 4-hour drive. And like, well, we could, you know, get a hotel for like $100. Like, I don't know. They're going to play here eventually.
It would have been interesting to go.
Yeah. The day before, they're playing in Vermont, which is about 4 hours as well. And it's a little bit more, but it's on a Thursday. So we both have to take that day off. So that's not going to happen. And they're playing the Riot Fest in Brooklyn, but that's an all-day outdoor thing, and it's like $60.
And it's in New York.
Yeah.
You're going to have to remove your moratorium on New York eventually.
Yeah, I think it's learned its lesson, right? New York's straightening its shit out now. Now that I haven't been there and spent any money, because it was all about me, right?
Yep. You know what? Why don't we wait until the next episode to talk about why you loathe New York?
Oof.
I think we can fill up an hour with that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right. So where can we find you on the internet?
I do a podcast called Lions, Dragons, and Wolves, which we're filming or taping our first Alleyless one tomorrow night. And that's available on Fosware.com. We have a bunch of other little projects in the works, which will probably be available also on Fosware.com, F-O-S-W-A-R. There's the LDW podcast on Twitter, LDW podcast, at LDW podcast. I am R-E-V Hooligan on the Twitter.
At Rev Hooligan.
And that's, I have like 5 Twitter accounts now.
Yeah. I have quite a few. Many that people don't know about. However, you can find me at Cranial Spasm on Twitter. And if you're listening to this, you know that it's coming from cranialspasm.com. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Whiskey on Sunday. I'm Allie.
I'm Seth. Next time we'll have whiskey, I promise.
Yes. I will drink early.
Yes.
Bye.